began organizing these meetings, I feel like I started hearing about similar efforts going on apparently everywhere in the world. So I think it would be good also to kind of try to catalog, insofar as this group knows, the other similar efforts that are going on and see if there's some intervention that this group can make, or that would be unique and needed as opposed to duplicating other efforts, or maybe if there's some group that we should join and try to support. So I know that there was a meeting, and probably Jen can talk about this when she gets back, at NYPL maybe a year ago, that dealt with some of these same issues. I know Ohio has done several meetings like this as well. Maybe we can just go around, and if people... Yeah, if you know of other efforts that are going on relating to dance preservation and documentation, and particularly the technological component of that, and you feel comfortable stating them on our Audacity recording, that would be helpful. Yeah.
I just want to say I did get an email message back from Dick Haw saying that the Lavon source book is going to be out in a year, and he's gone through the archives at Lee.
Okay. Great.
But he needs more money. Just FYI.
Okay, so other meetings or other groups or other efforts like this one that we want to at least know about and perhaps join with?
At MIT, I'll be convening an event, a two-day event, Dance Technologies and Circulations of the Social. And so these are artists and humanists who are concerned with how larger communities of people get involved in dance technology, and also how dance technologies are influencing the field in terms of practice. So as Lisa's work was demonstrating, what happens when you're working with people that you haven't met or don't meet, or in telematic performance. And that event is in April, towards the end of the month, 22nd and 23rd, and it's open to everyone who'd like to come.
Great. And so that's, as I understand what you're saying, that's mostly looking at kind of the social aspects of dance technology. Is that a fair...
The largest question is, how is the social being redefined? So
okay.
It's not separating the social out, but trying to consider, like, how is this a social? So,
right.
You know, how does the social then get defined around archiving in terms of thinking about work or projects in different kinds of ways that might have happened 10 years ago?
Right.
So what is what kinds of social are actually... enhanced or encouraged by dance technologies? Sort of the foundational question.
Okay, great. Yeah. Are there other efforts? I mean, I know there are. It would be good to... I don't know them by name. It's not like I'm playing the game of name the 20 other efforts that I already know about. But
you're not talking about isolated motion caption research or something, anything like that?
No.
There's others like that.
Yeah, more like trying to push forward. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to push forward a community to work on collaborative inter-institutional projects that that deal with the archiving, documenting, and preserving dance.
MPAC also at RPI had a media performance experimental workshop, and the curator there, Lane
Lesterlin,
is very interested in trying to sort of start up a recursive sort of sequence of events,
mm-hmm.
and they're huge on archiving everything that happens there in multiple formats simultaneously.
Great.
So,
okay.
It's a group of people too.
Is someone here representing arts and technology, that sort of biennial convening? The Bala Sarasvati goes to all the time. She's at UGA in Athens.
Okay.
She's the dance representative, so she does a ton of this.
What is the name of that workshop? Do you know?
Arts and Technology.
We have at UCI, we started a e-media, small e, capital M, media studio. It's part of a distributed arts collaboratory that puts together School of the Arts, which is dance, theater, music, and visual arts, with information technology. CalIT2 is what it's called, the California Institute of Telecommunications. So it's a way where scientists and artists are working together, and scholars, and they're developing new media. It's all experimental And so it's kind of just getting off the ground in a new building that we're also developing. So if you wanted to look on a website, embodiedmedia.net. Just embodied.net. Sorry, embodied.net.
Wow, they got that one.
Yeah. And so it shows a little bit of historical stuff, but we're moving forward with the eMedia studio.
ASU had a lot going on. I've not been involved with what they've been doing, but well, another place that's really gone forward with this technology. And then NYU has been doing this joint project with Stanford. Chris Bregler. They've been doing a lot with motion capture, as I said earlier, about the efforts particularly.
And I'm in touch with
you. There's actually a YouTube video, a motion reposition. It's the first four segments of the diagonal scale of the efforts, but there's only one model.
Doug, is there a meeting on this topic at the upcoming ASTR, TLA, CORD?
Someone is actually presenting a plenary on a very similar sort of topic. I don't know. I'm on that panel, so that's the only way I know about it. But, it seemed like there was something about dance technology there. There's also the Cornell Glowpad group that is interested in, I think, metadata for the performing arts in general. I don't know if they're doing very much with dance or not, but they may be of interest.
There's several groups at MIT. I'm sorry, I wasn't thinking of it that way. There's several groups at MIT working on affiliated projects. The Metamedia group is doing something very similar to your tagging and writing program that you're developing. That's just the first one I thought of.
Great.
I have a scary thing to offer. I was part of the dance technology listserv that started about 14, 15 years ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
Dance technology listserv, Troy Kuhl on it, and a lot of, anyway, I saved all of those emails. And I have the whole archive in 3-ring binders on that stuff. So how the thinking was going on from the very beginning of that, and those, all of that. So if we ever want to look back and have
history
that,
project.
Yeah, it's in my garage. So.
E-history.
Yeah.
E-history on paper.
Yeah. I put the holes in those papers.
And back to Kevin's comment about the TLA-ASTR, Dance Heritage Coalition will have its focus group during then on the getting feedback on the secure media network.
That's
first steps.
Yeah.
And there's still a couple spaces for anybody who wants to recommend Saturday afternoon.
I've been involved with some think tanks called Art on the Brain, and they're more neuroscience and the arts, but technology keeps coming up. So if you're interested in that intersection with the neuroscience, then let me know.
Yeah.